101X, Jason Debney, Morning X. Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by the Texas Lottery.
Oh, God, are we really only an hour in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be fine. And then four more days.
At Death Clock, tweets at Jason and Deb says, welcome back to your regularly scheduled jobs, my beautiful morning babies. It's okay to be cranky, Deb.
Thank you. I'm very cranky. Don't like getting up this early. I don't like it.
What time do you want to get up?
Whenever I want to get up. Oh, I really sounded like a spoiled baby.
Yeah. That's fine, man.
I just like to wake up when the sun is up.
Yeah.
I need to get up when it's dark.
No, there was a story about how, like, almost half the people that are remote working.
I'm holding it right now.
Oh, okay.
Look at the synergy that we're having right here. Yeah, according to a new survey, 46% of people say that if they are working remotely, they wake up 10 minutes before they have to start work.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah, why not?
To which I would say, what are you doing with those other 9 minutes?
Why? You gotta wee, you gotta brush your teeth, you gotta make some coffee, and then you can get on that first stupid Zoom meeting, whatever it is, you know? You don't need long.
Yeah,
you haven't got to groom
yourself.
10 minutes
sounds like a long time. I feel like I could wake up a good wake me when you need me in 30 seconds. I'll be ready in 30 seconds.
No, you can't be ready in 30 seconds. No way. You got to shake your cities out. You got to splash some water.
Shake your sillies out.
Shake your sillies out, meaning you got to put some water in your eyeballs. Uh-huh. And you got to put some toothpaste in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Balls.
If you don't shake out your sillies, you get all higgledy-piggledy.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. All higgledy-piggledy, and you don't want that.
That'll definitely be a problem for
you. Yeah, and then you just gotta like... Uh-huh. Sometimes you just gotta feed an animal or a child. You need, 10 minutes.
It's a decent
amount of time.
All right. I feel like that's a... You got a lot of fluff time in there. I feel like I could do it in less than that. The same survey says that 63% of people say that they are sleeping worse because of the pandemic.
Because of worries and anxiety.
I guess that is, and I know that I am lucky in this regard, but man, I could just go to sleep whenever.
Because you don't care about anything, you mean?
Because I have a expert control over my own sleep patterns.
Now, is
what
this
I would say.
You're because you're a highly evolved human being, or is it because you live a life of reverse consequences?
Maybe both.
So when society is collapsing
right
around us, Jason is just never strong.
I was loving it.
I know that
you
things
feed off
are,
negativity.
Mm-hmm, I wouldn't say I feed off of it, but
it doesn't
definitely.
3,400 new coronaviruses reported as of yesterday. New, just that one day.
Right. In America or the world?
Texas.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's a number.
Just giving you some negativity for you to feed off.
That's fine.
fun game. Yeah. Can Dev's negative ability,
finally
whatever,
bring him down.
Yeah. 0-for-1. Just step it up.
The bubonic plague is back in China.
Bubonic plague is back in Mongolia.
And swine flu.
Swine flu's back as well?
There's swine flu that they say has pandemic potential.
Swine flu? Swine flu.
Can you double pandemic?
Once we're
already pandemicking, like it's...
You're a double pandemic, you're a triple pandemic.
I feel like, but it's a yes or no. Like you're either in it or you're not in it. No?
Well, we're not in it right now, but we could be
in it.
I mean, we're not in a swine flu pandemic. We're not in a bubonic plague pandemic. I don't want to get that one. The bubonic plague.
Which one do you want to get?
Well, now there has to be a vaccine for that one, right?
That one's been around for a long time.
It does seem like we should have that one figured out by now.
The bubonic plague, though, it just reminds me of like the Dark Ages. Mm-hmm. And every time I think back to those times, I'm like, I wouldn't have survived. I would definitely have been taken out by Mother Nature, the bubonic plague. There's no way. So I feel like the bubonic plague is already my natural enemy.
So all of that was caused by like basically trash in the streets and the rats and just poor sanitation.
Right.
You're always harping about the trash crash and keeping your gutters clean. Guys. You might have been able to help. Like you would have been.
My neighbors this week. Honestly,
what happened?
It's the music that they play. It's like, really, are you trying to really double down on your stereotypical WT movements over there, people? It's
what did they play?
It's like Lynyrd Skynyrd into Guns N' Roses, and so on and so forth.
Two classic rock bands.
Insert more white rock bands. Yeah, it's like shirts off 24/7. We don't wear shirts over here.
Hang on, which neighbors are these?
These are
the young sorority girls.
No. I'd let you know if they wore shirts off. But I heard one of them. One of these people that moved into this house, and I can't tell which one is which. They all look the same to me. They're all just like 50-year-old dudes that have always got a beer in their hand and never a shirt on, and probably cargo shorts. I try not to pay too much attention.
Do they stand in the alley and just go, yep.
They stand around. They do. Honestly, it's very Hank Hillish.
Does one talk about how his boy's not right?
I don't know. I've hope. Please, Jesus, don't let them have any children. But one of them was out there.
I'm not
doing this noise.
What is this noise that you're...
I don't know. I'm like, is he murdering a goose out there? What is happening? And I can hear it was in the front. So I go out there with my dog. I take Brady because, you know, Alfie's not going to scare anyone. I take Brady out there. And my next door neighbor, one of the sorority girls, is out in the front yard just staring at them like, what's up? And I heard him say to her, oh, my wife and the COVID and something else. And I was like, I looked at him. I was like, are you all right? He goes, yeah, and my wife and the COVID. And I was like, all right, okay, fine. So if you don't need any help, please keep it down. Well, you know, I said, no, I don't know. I don't need, this is unnecessary. Standing in your front yard with no shirt on, yelling, don't get me started, sir. I don't even know why I told you that just then. I'm just grumpy. Yeah. Really grumpy.
I mean, it seemed like a mournful squeal that he's doing.
He was doing this.
I mean, I understand the urge.
Right. Is he okay?
Yeah. Oh, he was fine. He thought that was funny.
His friends were
laughing at him. And I was like, shut up, fool. You're in my day. I do that myself. Don't need anyone else to butt in on it.
You told him? You showed him?
I told him.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason and Deb says, is Deb doing the squeal like a pig noise from Deliverance? Yeah, I was really confused by
it's just a very animalistic. Yes, you're right. I mean, that is a good way to put it because those people look just like that.
Yeah,
but it seemed, just sitting on their porch all the time.
It seemed sort of celebratory.
He was having fun. He was having a good time with his buddies or whoever those people are that he lives with. That they live there. I really can't tell who.
Was he happy his wife had COVID?
No, he didn't. His wife doesn't have COVID. He was complaining about COVID and wilding out. He's just doing stuff for attention.
I'm just picturing your neighbors are now like half pig, half men creatures.
Right.
Like Animal Farm that have learned to stand upright.
Yeah. That's basically them. Yeah. And that's an insult to pigs. And for that, I apologize, pigs.
Pigs are quite smart.
You live in a fancy neighborhood.
No, I don't live in a fancy neighborhood.
You don't live in a fancy neighborhood?
I'm adjacent to a fancy neighborhood. There ain't no fancy on my street.
It still seems...
Trust.
It seems close enough.
Really?
How long have I been telling you about
all the trash grass?
But I feel like that's just a...
I have another neighbor who doesn't like people parking in front of her mailbox, so she constantly just puts sticks out there in the street. So there's just random sticks there on the road.
All right.
Just trash sticks.
That seems fine.
So she's got pigs next door, a house made out of sticks. Are you the big bad wolf? Are you about to blow it all down?
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
I played golf, I think, every day last week.
Oh, good for you.
It was...
one of those was me.
It's basically the only thing that you can still do. But yeah, I was bringing it up because one day Nick and I went out, and I tell you what, this guy might be a natural.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're not a golfer.
No. I used to play on the I used to play at the Texas State Golf Course. That is not a regulation length.
Yeah. It'd be a fine game for it.
I wish there would. That's Texas State. Anyway, but yeah, so that's been over 12 years since then.
What? That was the last time that you played?
Yeah. And even then, it was just because I got my own cart because my roommates worked there all the course. So I got my own cart and go drink. I was like, that's what I'm here for. If you want to whack some balls, sure.
Yeah. I was quite astonished because I was I was ready for him. I basically, I don't want to say that I was just using you because I needed somebody to play golf that day.
Don't worry, it didn't come across that way at all.
Okay.
At all.
Okay, good.
I'm sure.
But
we played a 9-hole course at like 5 in the afternoon.
Harvey Pinnick.
And so it's like, it was just clear like, hey, I'm trying, I need to scratch this itch and squeeze one in.
Uh-huh.
Let me call Nick.
Well, but I thought that it was going to be like, I thought you were going to be a real disaster, and you were good. You were fine. Like, literally on the first tee, Nick drove one long down the middle. I was
nice.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
What's happening here? What's going on here?
Why can you not just go on your own? Is that too masturbatory?
Excuse me?
To do it just by yourself?
I did play solo, I don't know, like Thursday, something like that. It's not the best.
It's not fun.
You know what? It's actually...
You need that somebody else the chance that you're not the worst golfer in your foursome or whatever it is. So yeah,
No. I've become quite accustomed to being the worst one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since he's lost his girth.
Yeah.
He doesn't swing quite the way he used to.
It's come back to me a little bit, but no, I am quite frequently the worst one.
You just got to get... Your body's just got to get used to you being this size now. Did you hit your 100 yet?
I have not. Tomorrow is the official weigh-in day. Thursday, I was 99 pounds down.
Wow.
And I could have pushed through and got to 100, but I decided I would just go to Valentina's and get some barbecue.
Oh, God.
So
he's just going to be floating around this 100 for a while, right?
We'll see. Mm-hmm. I mean, eventually, we're going to make it. We're going to get there at some point.
A week off, you know, that's your vacation. You should be able to have fun on that time.
You should be able to have fun at all times, ask me.
I'm not trying to help Nick win his 10K or anything, but...
Nick is drawn so dead, man. Get out of here.
No. Long game.
Yeah, I see it.
I mean, it's gonna be a while.
That's fine. I got nothing but time right now.
This is so weird.
Let's play some games. Speaking of games, Nick, what do we have on the agenda for today?
I don't have a fun thing. It's the Rotten Tomatoes game.
Oh, dear.
How do you like them tomatoes is coming up next.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
We have another $25 Elevated Wellness CBD gift card we're going to give you later on in the program. But right now, no prize, just Jason v. Deb in another edition of How Do You Like Them Tomatoes? If you go to RottenTomatoes.com, it is a movie review aggregator. It will tell you what percentage of critics gave that film a positive, a favorable review. Typically, we would play on behalf of a listener, but I don't know.
I'm going to play on behalf of someone.
Okay, who are you going
to
play?
I'm going to play on the behalf of all of the nice neighbors in the world.
All right.
Because I only have, like, one.
Oh. Which one?
Them ones.
Oh. Them ones.
The other ones are all a-holes.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe two, but one of them's renters. They're moving out soon.
Okay.
But, yeah. Good luck to you if you have nice neighbors.
Hmm.
I don't really. There's a couple I like.
Right. I'm going to play on behalf of everybody who is a fine neighbor, yet has some busybody who's always deciding that they are not a good neighbor.
Well,
how about that?
You're not a good neighbor. Don't be a bad neighbor.
Am I a bad neighbor?
I don't know. I'm just saying you as in the you. You people, you know who you are.
Okay.
You know who you are. Pick your trash up.
I feel like if you know your neighbor, then you're the bad neighbor just for, like, talking to your neighbors. Like, that's...
No. Yeah. During Coronaville, it's all about, like, we were on a neighborhood chat. I exaggerate a little bit about some of my neighbors. I like most of them. But we were on a group chat. Does anybody need anything? I'm going here or I'm going there. And, you know, just checking in with some of the older folks.
Hey, can I farm out? I need a neighborhood busybody thing. There's a sprinkler.
No, now you want me.
There's a sprinkler head that's busted and it just is pouring water into the gutter.
Call 311.
Can't I just, like, leave a note on their garage, like, hey, your thing is busted?
Yes, do that. Do something. Say something, Nick.
I thought you just wanted to leave a note on the sprinkler, be like, hey, this is broken.
Well, because it always goes off, like, super early in the morning, and so I don't know
if maybe they don't know.
But, yeah, did I have to talk to somebody or sign up for
leave
next
a note.
Door?
Leave a note. Leave a note. There you go. Leave a note. Put it in on their door in the morning, and then they'll get it whenever they open their door, if they ever do that. Who knows nowadays?
I will know that I was that person that left a note. I don't want to be that person.
Right. No, that person is really helpful, Nick, because if it's broken and it's leaking more water than it should, that's costing them money.
Oh, yeah.
Not only is that a waste of water, but it's costing them money.
They should figure it out then.
Maybe they can't see it. They're not up early when it goes off. Help them. Help them, Nick. Be a good neighbor.
I'm not sure which one Nick is playing for, which one I'm playing for, if I'm in that.
You're the broken sprinkler guy for sure.
Am I?
Yeah.
Right. Broken sprinkler, broken pool.
How dare you?
Broken trash situation.
Trying to hurt me. I think I fixed the trash situation because I bought some spray.
Mm-hmm.
And it has remained upright for the last couple of days. So
congratulations.
We'll see. Yeah.
Well done. Is it like
we'll
a bitter apple spray or something?
I have no idea what it does.
Is it a rotten tomato spray?
Oh, very good. it is unpleasant for me. When I'm spraying it on there, I'm like, ooh.
Is it worse than the smell of the trash itself?
I don't know. It's a different style of smell.
Mm.
But I believe that the dog likes the trash smell.
Mm-hmm. Or at least not the spray smell.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Everybody ready? Let's do the thing, man. Nick, what's the first one?
Our first one is Little Shop of Horrors from 1986.
Jason, you say the name of this film.
Little Shop of Horrors.
That's not funny!
Are all the whores little, or is it just funny? A very small shop full of whores?
Oh, it's a little tiny shop, obviously.
Right.
Yeah,
I said Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors, I know.
How do you want me to say it?
You say it however you want, sir. I'm just telling you what it sounds like when it comes out of your mouth. Right, just remind me, we're doing Rotten Tomatoes, right? How many?
Yeah. What is the Rotten Tomatoes score for Little Shop of Horrors?
Are they out of 100 or are they out of 1 to 10? I've forgotten
1 to 10.
Everything. Shut up, it's 100, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I mean, you can go up to 1,000, man. They don't cap it.
Get out.
It's a million.
Go get on. Out.
You're always saying you made 100,000% mistake in this game, so.
Oh, God. The first one is always the hardest.
Man, I could have sworn I read that they were making a new one of this, but.
Oh.
The internet does not seem to agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. What is it going to be? It's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm ready. I got it. I got something.
Little Shop of Horrors. Rick Moranis. Steve Martin.
No whores anywhere.
That one girl.
It's really weird how it's a little shop of whores, but no actual prostitutes.
It's good, but there's going to be some people who are like out on musicals who just don't care for the 81. I got 81 for Little Shop of Horrors.
There you are. From what you just said, I thought you were going to go way low. I went 72.
90%.
Oh, crap.
For Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay. All right. What? Wow. Did we get a partial snort out there? That was.
Oh, that's like a desperation. Why am I here? Snort.
have we turned the grumpiness to where just like now you're just.
It's just like.
Whatever.
Complacency.
I'm gonna be.
I don't care about anything anymore.
Okay, good. What's the second one, Nick?
The second one is Team America World Police from 2004.
This just in. I never saw this all the way through. I think I've just seen clips of it.
I mean, that's probably okay.
Well, wasn't there like wooden puppet sex in this?
Oh, God, yes. Very graphic.
Yeah. Durka, durka.
I mean, the best is Matt Damon, but.
You all right?
No.
What happened?
I'm at work. I want to go back to coming in at 8.
Hey, you'd almost be ready to come to work right now.
Oh,
when it gets to be 8, do you want to leave and then come back in as if you're just arriving so you can trick yourself?
Yeah, but I can't because my eyes hurt because I got up too early. My brain hurts. Soul hurts. Are you ready?
Yeah, ish. Are you?
I'm not. I haven't got a thing written down. I can't. I don't know. There's a weird film to.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Okay. Oh no! There's a man down.
Oh yeah.
Are you all right?
I'm way down.
You ready? Yes.
Yeah.
This is tough because I believe this is a very good movie, but there's going to be lots of people out on it just because of the
raciness,
adult nature. So I say 59 for Team America.
Oh, Lordy. I just stuck with my classic 72.
Well, laziness pays off. 77%.
Oh. Oh, she just took the lead. I think.
Right? I haven't seen it in a while. It's good, right?
Oh, I love it. Now, that was young college-age Nick Brain.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Probably some stuff that now you're like, you shouldn't have put that in there, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I like the South Park guys.
But, yeah, the graphic puppet sex scene, because that was just like, I think somebody was like, you can't... Like, the censors were like, you can't do this, but then they were like, okay, how far can we push it? And they were just trying to do the most absurd things.
Right.
And, oh.
Right. All right, score update us after 2.
Jason is off by 27% points. Mm-hmm. Deb off by 23%.
All right, then, fine.
Sure. Small lead for the O'Keefster.
Good and fun. The O'Keefster?
I like it.
All right, then. What's the third one, Nick?
Third one is Child's Play, 1988.
I feel like a little dark today, Nick.
Mm. Yeah.
What year was that?
What movie is it? I forgot.
1988.
Yes.
88.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ready.
This is a tough one as well, because I again think that this is a pretty good movie, but there's going to be lots of people who are just out from the adult nature of it, right? 63.
I got 50. I got no clue, but there's no critics going to think Chucky's a good person.
Well, apparently.
Concept.
Uh-huh.
What is your step, sorry?
50.
50? Apparently, 71% of the critics thought that this movie was good.
I should have stuck with my 72.
Yeah.
Damn it. What'd you say, Dickman?
63. It's good. Yeah, it is a... I mean, they would lose the plot in Child's Play 2 through 17, but I'm pretty sure that the original one is pretty good, right?
I mean, I thought it was good.
I don't really...
You have to think about how old you were when you saw it. And
yeah, I don't really remember the first one, but the third one, where the kid gets sent to a military camp... has a special place in my heart because, like, he sneaks in a Playboy, but they had to do it. It was a Playpen magazine. And, like, it was just a knockoff, don't get sued by Playboy thing.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, like,
the magazine is called Playpen?
Playpen.
That sounds even worse.
Yeah. And it just had some girl in a bikini on the front of it. But I remember, like, years later, I saw another movie or TV show that used the same generic Playpen thing, and it was the same cover. And so I was like, so they've just been using this one magazine... For all these years, just passing it down. Like, if you're going to create a fake pornographic magazine, do a couple of
issues. Some originality.
Give me some variety, okay?
You said the boy went to military school or camp or something?
Yeah.
And then how's Chucky involved?
I mean, I forget exactly how he comes back, but somehow he does, and he goes and... Because they end up playing this elaborate war games thing, and he swaps out. It's supposed to be like paintball bullets, but he swaps them out with real bullets.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And then some dirty kid.
I was going to say, I've never seen this one, and now I'm like, oh, I have seen this.
Like, at the very end, they finally are able to be like, hey, stop shooting. It's real. Don't stop doing this. And Chucky throws a grenade, and the one little nerdy best friend kid just to jump on it and kills himself.
Right,
and takes one for the team.
God, I have not seen this.
Oh, I never got to watch that. Look at that magazine. That was so sad. So sad.
All right. What's the, what are we on? What's the fourth one, Nick?
Fourth one is the Angry Birds movie from 2016.
Oh, God.
I mean, how can I have any idea? 2016. Mm-hmm. Angry Birds. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very timely release for Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Like literally 10 years to come out. They did not jump on their success and the popularity at the correct time.
So this is a moderate amount of Nickipedia, but I think there was a guy, he's like a Hollywood producer type, but he's really shady. But he was instrumental in helping the Marvel Cinematic Universe come about. Like, he put people into meetings and stuff. And then they were like, hey, thank you. We'll make all the billions here. You go away because you're a weirdo.
Uh-huh.
And so he was determined to start another Cinematic Universe franchise, and he did it with Angry Birds.
Did he do it?
I think they made a second one, didn't they?
Now I've said too much.
The people are going to come and get you. Isn't Jason Statham in this film? Why is that? Is that correct? I feel like I have that in my brain from somewhere. I don't know where.
I have a song from the Angry Birds soundtrack on my phone.
Why?
Kesha. Oh.
Say no more. Mm-hmm. My rating for Kesha is about the same as this movie.
Are you ready?
Yep.
It can't be good, right? It's got to be a disaster. 29.
Oh, I put 33.
Oh, okay.
43%.
Yeah.
Angry Birds.
Both of us underrated it.
Yeah, that was good enough to get a sequel.
And so they did make a second one?
Yeah, yeah. And Jason Sudeikis is in it. I think he plays Red, the Red Bird. Danny McBride, Josh Gad, Bill Hader.
Yeah, great cast.
Just in my head when you said, I think he plays Red, he was playing the Morgan Freeman role from Shawshank Redemption.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that character is just somehow in Angry Birds. Okay.
They're all angry because they're in jail.
What?
They have to smash their way out.
They got out. What's the... score update is before the last one, Nick.
All right, so Jason off by 49%, Deb off by 54%. So only a 5% lead for Jason.
Going to the final one, Nick.
Twister, 1996.
Twister.
And this one apparently is for real getting a remake.
Oh, really?
At least somebody wants to do it.
R.I.P. What's his face? Mm-hmm. Bill Paxton.
Is Bill Paxton dead?
Yeah.
When did he die?
He died early. He died.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago. He died too soon.
Texas State guy, right? Didn't Bill Paxton one of your people?
That one's a new one to me, but perhaps.
I feel like we're doing a lot of Nick Jason Debopedia today.
Now, Bill Pullman, he's from Texas State. No.
He's doing a thing. He's trying to Alan Arkin me.
Apparently, one time Bill Paxton visited Sam Houston State.
Wait a minute, he really is not from Texas State?
I just Googled Bill Paxton, Texas State University. Now, obviously, that was in the Southwest.
Oh, right. You ready, Deb?
I still remember the game that we played about over 10 years ago. I think it was Know Your Intern. Mm-hmm. And I wrote down Southwest for the school that one of the kids went to, one of our old interns.
Yeah.
And you didn't give me credit for it because I didn't say Texas State.
Because it was the wrong answer.
Never forgotten that, Jason. I'll never forgive you for that.
All right, then.
I'm ready, by the way.
Twister, 83%.
Oh, crapola. I put 85.
Oh, that should seal the deal then for me, right?
57%.
What?
Wow, really? This is how
we do. We had our kid brains on when we watched that then, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
that's one of a kind film, really. You've never seen a film about storm chasers before and that...
Well, it had the flying cow. I mean, how can we not forget that also?
Yeah, yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, so double R.I.P.
Wow.
Oh, watch out, Helen Hunt.
Yeah, Helen Hunt. Hold on there, man.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
What happened? Did I win?
Yeah,
I did.
I definitely did win.
Take that, my friend.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
101X, Jason Deb, Morning X. Mr. C tweets at Jason and Deb, says, Twister taught us that all you need to do to survive the strongest tornado is a belt and some pipes. It'll also protect you from all the debris. Hashtag science. Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
That he belted himself to the hose or to the...
Some sort of irrigation thing, I think, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Science, mm-hmm. You're right.
And Serena G says, now I cannot hear or say Little Shop of Horrors without thinking of whores.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
It's anytime Jason says it's a horror movie, it's like, wow.
Horror movie. Horror.
Horror movie.
Horror.
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 You're saying it wrong. I'm saying it correctly.
Horror.
I'm saying it correctly, man. Right?
Jason.
Just say scary movie.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.